Last-time comedian and one-third of Triple M Brisbane's Big Breakfast, Nick Cody, joined us. It recently splashed out on a new set of wheels.
They got me so good. Second-hand Subaru Forester. They asked me when my wife and I picked it up if we'd like a celebration package. I said, what's that? They go, it's $500. We detail it, fill it with petrol, and we'll wrap it in a ribbon. Oh, and I'm like, unless you're an 18-year-old girl or a bogan that won Tats Lotto, never a ribbon around a car.
Nick takes his dad bod show around the country in the coming months, and he joins us in the studio right now. Please welcome back Nick Cody.
Welcome, sir.
G'day. Hello. G'day.
You look fit as a fiddle. Oh. Can I say that?
You're losing your dad bod. Can you tour the dad bod show when you're not rocking the dad bod?
It's still there. I've lost a few kilos. I've decided to go the whole year no booze.
Bang.
Now, God, we're surrounded, Mick. What's
hear that
going
sound?
On?
That's jaws dropping in this studio.
Yeah.
Just the
you
thought of
I
it.
You know I love a beer, Mick.
I've seen
the
you.
Last time I saw
said,
you.
We're honking onto a brick lane at the Breakfast Creek Hotel. Yep. What a great hotel that is, by the way.
Ripper pub.
Is that one of the best in Australia?
Yeah.
And I would live there.
Yeah.
I would live there. What was the name? And I remember out the back, we were in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And they had this magnificent
I'd been there a few times, but never to that part. It was like a Spanish.
And 40, one of the publicans up there, 40, my mate, comes up and goes, Hispanic. See, all the horns on that thing is gored and killed and Matador.
Yeah.
And it was incredible.
Oh, so the bulls killed the matador.
The bull, it was fun to watch.
That's what I like.
So every single horn had killed the matador, and there was about 15 horns on it.
Jeez. Well done, El Toro.
Anyway, great hotel. But so we had a beer together.
Yeah.
But now what has prompted this? I'm always keen to know. I was just having a go at Jay before the break about why he stopped drinking forever.
Yeah.
Why have you decided to do a year?
Oh,
Sam's alcohol.
Well, yeah, please don't think it's forever.
Oh, okay. So it's not like a
it's
life
for a
change.
Year. No, January 1st, 2021.
Was there an incident?
I'll be falling over.
Was there an incident? Was there something?
I do Brecky Radio. So I get up at 4 in the morning. I do gigs at 9. Yeah. And in between that, my break is a baby.
Oh.
So if you put beers on top of that, it gets quite hard. And believe me, I did the research. For instance, last year I tried it for 365 days.
To find out whether it would work.
I'll start beers early, I'll start beers late. I'll have two, I'll have 10.
I'll squeeze one in to get
the right combination, but nothing worked.
Yeah.
So you started when?
January 1st.
January 1st. Now, how's it going?
Great now.
Well, great now.
I thought I'd be losing weight, though, having no booze. Mm. But it turns out there's a lot of non-alcoholic things, like kebabs. And they're still yum, and I still want to eat them.
Yeah.
But surely your kebab ratio's gone down.
Yes, because like a kebab goes with late-night beers.
One leads to the other.
Mm. Having a lot less kebabs, but now I've gotten stuck into the non-alcoholic beers. Don't talk them down. You only started them this week because it's about 8 weeks, no booze, and non-alcoholic beers are delicious if you haven't had a real one in a while. But if you've had four normal beers.
It's a fake.
If you've had four regular beers and your friend tried to sneak you a non-alcoholic beer.
You could tell?
You'd find them.
Oh,
right.
You'd find it straight away.
Yeah. You'd be like, it's a prank.
Yeah.
Who do I have to fight here?
I think they're
here?
Pretty good, though. I think they got the taste right because I like
I
to drink beer
so.
For the... No, I remember when I said to you guys, what do you mean you drink beers to get pissed? I drink beers for the taste. Oh, Jane, what's wrong with you? How can you drink zero beer?
Drinking non-alcoholic beer would be like being in bed with a naked Angelina Jolie but not being allowed to touch her.
God, your mind works
in weird
ways. Does
that make sense in any way?
Mm. Yeah. I think you just wanted to have that thought.
So do I. I think you have that thought all the time.
About?
You're not asleep now, mate. Perk up.
I'm 2 months in, but now the tour starts. I go to Adelaide tomorrow for Adelaide Fringe.
No, Fringe Festival, Comedy
but this
Festival.
This is no good for comedians.
You're cooked. Yeah. You're cooked.
You reckon?
Yeah, you're
What do you reckon? That's... Over, under, 3 months.
So what are you going to do? Go straight home after the gig? What, are you going to go hang out with all your comedy mates?
Just have a few soda waters, learn a language on Duolingo. Look out, Friday night.
No, you're loose. You shouldn't have told us.
One of the things about not being able to drink is realizing how boring and boorish all your mates are, and hanging around drunk people is really a boring thing. You realize, gee, we really are.
It is nice. I had a mate the other day repeat the same story four times.
Oh, no.
But you can start guessing it. Yeah. Well, not guessing it, because you know how it ends.
Well, start pretending you're in on it.
Yeah. And then you fell off the chair, and he's like, mate, Ed, what? Oh, Cody, that brain of yours.
It's your very own Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Hold the phone. We're going to follow this up a bit more after this.
You got it. And for those shows at Adelaide Fringe, Brisbane Comedy Festival, Canberra Comedy Festival, and more, nickcody.com.au. This is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, and from Triple M Brisbane's Breakfast Show, The Big Breakfast with Mardo Margo and Nick Cody.
How's Mardo going? Is he senile?
Is he losing?
I love Mardo, but I worry about him.
I just saw Mick. You having a Red Bull? Mardo loves a Red Bull.
Does he?
Yeah, he'll have three or four before 6 a.m. He's fired up.
He's like Popeye. He has a Red Bull.
Why don't I drink that?
No,
why don't you drink Red Bull?
Oh, it's your drink.
You have a shot of vodka.
Oh, yeah.
Vodka Red Bull.
All right.
Everyone, say hello to Mardo for me. And all going well on the ground up there.
Loving it.
Good
Getting
stuff.
Into league season soon, which is good.
Well, bring it on.
Learn the ropes.
Bring it on, football season. We love it. Have you got the? Are you in now? Are you considered?
I've got a bit more of an idea. Like, for instance, when they say this one's been arrested, I know what his position is. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, he's in the Ford. Yeah. All right, great.
Because you're a sports fan, and I know that. And did you watch the fight yesterday?
I watched the boxing yesterday. It was a big day, though, because Bellator. Tyson. Do you know Bellator? Won under the UFC. Yes. So it was Bellator first, then UFC Auckland, then the fight.
And then the fight. It's like there were pubs in my suburb that were rocking for, like the Atomica pub where people hanging out the windows and off the roof from very early doors. What a pugilist Tyson Fury is. We're going to be playing some of his stuff later. Mm. But you've got to, because they're both pretty good fighters. Yeah. And he has... He's beaten the looming suitcases out of wall.
Yeah. And I must say, it's another one for the dad bods. You know what I mean? Just a bloke that if you told someone that knows nothing about fighting, who's going to win this shredded unit or this fat gypsy? You go, surely the shredded unit. Wrong.
But the gypsy is
the
so
gypsy
amazing.
The
gypsy's and he's so endearing.
I tell you what, there's lessons for us all to learn there. And his preparation was awesome. I mean, seven wanks a day. Yeah. I mean... Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
That was before lunchtime. Boom, boom.
Guys, there's something in that for all of us.
Really?
If you want to.
Seven.
He does it.
Well, I had no idea when I was 16.
You'll have to cut it down, obviously, Dave.
Hang on a minute.
When I was 16, I was training.
You could have won the world heavyweight title.
Now, the Hopper's Crossing, he's got a strong right hand.
All right. Oh, well, sorry. Dr. Chris Brown doesn't talk
no,
like
doesn't.
This. Is that right, Jane?
June Daly Watkins was here now.
She'd
say this is vulgar. That's what
what about this bloke who's crashed his rocket?
One of my favourite stories.
This is a good story.
Some time.
So tell us what we need to know about this bloke.
Mad Mike Hughes. All you need to know is a flat earth theorist and amateur rocketeer.
By that you mean he's built his own rocket.
Yeah, he did build
to
his own rocket.
To test his theory, or it's not connected, or it's just that he's a very clever guy.
Yeah, he's a daredevil.
He builds rockets and is a daredevil. Well, daredevil's cool.
He's not a very good one.
No.
Isn't it R.I.P.
him? Yeah, he said he wanted to go up and have a look to see if the Earth was flat. Have we got a grab? I think we've got a grab of that.
This is Mad Mike here.
The flat Earth thing is like everything else to me. I just want people to question everything. I expect to see a flat disc up there. I don't have an agenda. If it's around Earth or a ball, I'm going to come down and say, hey, guys, I'm bad. It's a ball.
You're not going to say that because you're dead.
Unfortunately.
You
didn't
came
end well.
Around.
What happened?
It was pretty flat where he landed.
The 64-year-old, it's too late in life to be an amateur rocketeer.
It really is.
It's a young man's game.
It is a young man's
amateur
game.
Amateur rocketeering. Yeah. He died when the chute on his steam-powered rocket detached. Now, I'm for clean energy. I'm for clean cars. But I want a fully fueled rocket.
Snap.
I don't want a steam.
I'm not going diesel, but I'm going petrol all the way.
A rocket of the industrial issue.
Yes.
How are we getting up to space, Mike?
Well, you see those veggies on that plate over there? I'm using the same technology that's used to cook those. To fire me into the atmosphere.
Fire me into the atmosphere. His rock is apparently his parachute detached on takeoff.
Oh.
So the parachute, which was supposed to...
You've got to pack your chute yourself.
Your steam-powered chute. Yeah. That always tells me that.
You know what his last thought would have been?
What?
I was wrong. It's round.
It is round.
And it's hard. Here we go.
Well, he was making a TV show, which will obviously never be finished. The crew from the Science Channel had been following him around for a production on amateur rocketeers called Homemade Astronauts.
They're going to have a bad ending each time.
It's a real easy show to put Don't Try This at Home in front of.
We'll watch that, won't we?
Oh, yeah, actually.
It could be on the Comedy Channel now, but we'll watch it nonetheless. Always a pleasure when you swing by the studio.
Thank you for being here and a real person. It's great.
Are you sure you don't want a beer?
Stop enabling people. Stop making it hard for them. People don't do it to you.
I got a Brick Lane lager. You like the lager.
I love it too. I love the lager.
Pale ale's very good.
I'm coming back.
Be strong, Nick.
Mm. This is not a forever thing.
Be strong.
This is this year.
Everyone, listen to you in the morning. Margot and Marta.
You'll be driving your own rocket into space. You'll be that mad. You'll
Adelaide
spend time in your
Fringe Festival, Rhino Room. From tomorrow until March 7, 7 p.m. and then off to Brisbane for the Comedy Festival, Canberra, Gold Coast, Melbourne, Sydney, Perth, Newcastle, all bases covered. NickCody.com.au.